Father Stanley Deptula is a priest of the Diocese of Peoria, and he is the executive director of the Sheen Foundation, which was established as the official promoter of the cause for sainthood of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And Father Deptula is on the telephone with us this morning from Peoria. Good morning, Father.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today.
My pleasure.
Father, tell us about Archbishop Sheen. Those of us, I guess, who are 50-ish or 45 or older would know Archbishop Sheen, but maybe some of our younger listeners don't know about him. So give us a little bit of an overview of his life and why he was so special.
I'd be happy to do that. And it is funny, I do find that people of a certain generation feel like they knew Bishop Sheen personally, because he was in their living rooms at least once a week. And, of course, that's still true with people who listen to Catholic radio or watch EWTN. Some people still think the bishop's alive, in fact, even though he's been dead for 30 years, because his presence is still so prominent in Catholic media. Bishop Sheen was born right here in central Illinois in the little town of El Paso on May 8, 1895. His family moved him to the city of Peoria to kind of enhance his education. My office is right here next to the cathedral in Peoria, so I can look out my window and see the beautiful church where Fulton Sheen learned to serve Mass, and in this church where he was ordained a priest almost 90 years ago. As a young priest, even as a young man, he was known to be brilliant. He was exceptionally bright, especially in the areas of philosophy and theology. And after he served as an assistant pastor here in Peoria, Bishop Dunn, the second bishop of Peoria, allowed him to go out east to the Catholic University of America to become a professor of philosophy and theology. It was while he was out there that, much like what we're doing today, he got involved in the very beginnings of Catholic radio ministry in 1926, which is just wonderful to think about. He was just barely 30 years old, just a priest for a few years, and he's out there on the very cutting edge of technology. Then in the 50s, he went from radio to television, again, that brand-new technology, where he started the Life is Worth Living program that eventually he won an Emmy Award for, the only Catholic priest I've ever heard of that won such a prestigious national recognition for his television work. He was consecrated a bishop, went on to work for almost 20 years with the missions as the director for the Society of the Propagation of the Faith. He loved to spread the gospel, whether that was on radio or television or in a very direct way, by working with missions and missionaries around the world. Went on to become a bishop of Rochester, New York, for a couple years, right at that time after the Second Vatican Council. Retired in 1969, or as he said, rather than being retired, he was being retreaded. And he did continue right up to his last days in 1979. Continuing to be a presence in the media, writing books, giving talks and retreats. Really, he gave his life to lead people to Jesus Christ and his church.
And what's kind of mind-boggling to me today, as we look back from a 2008 perspective, I mean, Bishop Sheen was as popular and as well-known as the Milton Berles and Ed Sullivans and those folks who we consider pioneers of television.
Absolutely. When he first went to do the Catholic television show in New York, and I believe it was 1950 or 51, many people had thought that he was assigned the very dead zone of time, because he was going to go up right up against Milton Berle, as you said, those vastly popular TV shows. Well, he showed them.
Yeah.
And part of it was his universal appeal. This was not necessarily just for Catholics. He spoke about how life is worth living. And he had a tremendous appeal among monks, Catholics, non-Catholics, people of the Jewish faith, people across our country tuned in to listen to Fulton Sheen, to be inspired, to reflect on the deepest meanings of human life and existence. And as he said, and if that helped them, helped to lead them to Christ, then that all the better.
Now, would you say that Bishop Sheen was probably the most influential American Catholic of the 20th century?
Well, I'm a little biased, of course, Bob. And I might say that he was the most influential. He was certainly one of the most. Even such secular sources as Time Magazine regularly interviewed him. And I think anyone looking back at the history of the Catholic Church in the 20th century would see Fulton Sheen as one of the outstanding leaders, one of the brightest lights of that Catholic century.
Father, why do you think he had this tremendous gift? What was it that he was a tremendous communicator? Can you nail that down for us?
He had, for everything that I can tell, I of course never knew Fulton Sheen, but from what I've read, from what I've witnessed in watching him and listening to him and hearing other people speak about him, he did have some of those tremendous natural gifts.
Mm-hmm.
He was intelligent from the time he was a schoolboy. He was charismatic. He was gifted in speech. Even as a college student, he led his college debate team, St. Viator's College, to beat Notre Dame's debate team. First time that a smaller school like St. Viator had taken on Notre Dame. From youth, he was known to be good-looking and charismatic, and people wanted to listen to him and be around him. But I would say, I think ultimately, the reason for his success, and I think Fulton Sheen would say this, was all supernatural grace. He was constantly aware and constantly humbled and in awe that God was doing these things through him. Pius XII, that great pope of the mid-century, once asked Bishop Sheen how many converts he had made, and Bishop Sheen absolutely said that he never kept count, lest he should believe that it was his work and not God's work. He always knew that it was supernatural grace that was the source of conversion. It was supernatural grace that led people to the gospel, not him.
The Holy Spirit working through him.
And that's why I think he may likely be declared a saint. Because I do believe through a daily holy hour, through his incredible devotion to Our Lady, to his love of the missions, when he gave himself over to spread the gospel, well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit worked through him to lead others to Christ.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and I'm very happy to have on the program this morning Father Stanley Deptula. Father is the executive director of the Sheen Foundation, which is an organization that's the official promoter of the cause for sainthood of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And we're talking about Bishop Sheen's life. Father, you just mentioned this briefly, converts. Talk a little about the converts that Bishop Sheen brought to the church.
One thing that has become so clear to me in getting to know Sheen in my own life, he always found personal time for converts. He worked, from the accounts I can read, 19 hours a day. He was constantly reading. He was constantly writing. Then, of course, the whole media ministry. But if someone were to write him, interested in converting or interested, is a glimmer of hope they might want to give their life to Christ, it would stop everything and respond personally to letters, meet with people in their homes. He would spend hours and hours personally with each and every convert. And he had converts from some of the most famous, Claire Booth Luce, one of the first women, and she may have been actually the first woman to serve in Congress, members of the Henry Ford family, very famous converts, to the very humble, to the very simple. He was always made himself available to talk about Christ. And people would say that, and so again, we'll go back to how God uses our natural gifts, that they'd meet with him and they'd be captivated because he was such a profound speaker, because he could intellectually wrestle with them when they had some deep questions. But most importantly, they experienced grace. They were touched by love in their conversations with Bishop Sheen.
Back, I guess it was during the Second World War, Bishop Sheen created something that is very applicable today. It's called the Wartime Prayer Book. Talk about that a little bit, if you would, please, Father.
Of course. And it's funny you talk about the Second World War and Sheen, in that I think that Sheen at that time, it's almost hard for us to imagine in this part, the early part of the 21st century, there was in our country a profound anti-Catholic sentiment. There were people who really wondered if Catholics had more allegiance to Rome than they did to our country. So one of the things Sheen did was be a profound example how one could be a devout Catholic and an absolutely patriotic American. So even in those years leading up to that horrible war, Sheen spoke about the evils of Nazism and the evils of communism and the importance for Americans to be loyal, to pray for our country, to be dedicated to our country. And then when finally the horrible scourge of war did come upon our country in 1943, he put together a beautiful collection of prayers, originally called the Armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is just a collection of those great Catholic prayers, the Memorare, the Our Father, the Stations of the Cross. But the first part of it is reflections by Bishop Sheen himself, or he collected from other prominent Catholics of the day, for soldiers to give them comfort and strength, to give them courage in the good work that they were undertaking. It was also designed for the average person at home, for maybe the wife or mother that had a son or a husband in the war, for children who had parents who were sacrificing to win victory for America and for the world. It was such a powerful time of prayer in our country in the 40s, and I think as I've reread that book, it can be just as powerful for us in our own age. Sometimes these days we fight almost unnameable wars, wars we're never quite sure who the enemy is. We know who the enemy is. It is the forces of evil that wish to destroy our American life of liberty and justice. This is a time we need to pray. And the little book is just a little pocketbook. It's just perfect to fit into a shirt pocket or a pants pocket. So it's designed for the soldier to take into the trenches. It's designed for the Catholic to just have it on your bedside to remember to pray. It's just as profound today and useful as it was in 1943.
Is the wartime prayer book still available?
Oh, absolutely. It's available through Sophia Institute Press, but we offer them here at the Sheen Foundation. So if an individual wants them, a $10 donation to the foundation, we'd be happy to send them out. But we have distributed over 100,000 of these prayer books to our armed forces.
Mm.
So for a donation of $35, 10 of these prayer books get into the hands of our fighting men and women.
That's wonderful. At the end of the interview, we'll give a website. You know, we'll let you give the website where people can get more information about that.
Fantastic.
Talk a little bit about the cause for sainthood for Bishop Sheen.
Well, this is the really exciting work that's been going on these days. I just became the executive director this past spring, and I've seen this wonderful new renewal of excitement and interest in Bishop Sheen. And in February 3rd of 2008, here in Peoria, we finished the diocesan phase of the investigation for the beatification, for the canonization. We sent over to the Vatican 22 volumes of material. So think about that. Think like an encyclopedia of material of witnesses who testified about Bishop Sheen's life and teaching. We have copies of his own writings, of his own material. It was a beautiful ceremony. So all that's over in the Vatican right now for their consideration and judgment. But even besides that, we have over in the Vatican testimony of two reported miracles. Now, we always wait for the judgment of the Church.
Sure.
But the Church asks for one miracle for beatification and a second for canonization. We already have over there, waiting the judgment, two reported miracles.
Wow. That's terrific. How can our listeners get more information, Father, about the life and ministry of Bishop Sheen, and also about the cause for sainthood? Maybe they like to help. Maybe they like to pray for Bishop Sheen's intercession. Maybe they like to get a copy of the wartime prayer book. Where can our listeners start?
The best place to go, if you have the internet, is to go to archbishopsheencause.org. Kind of a long name there, but all spelled out, www.archbishopsheencause.org. That's our official website. And we have, it's a great website. They can also, through the website, email us. We have wonderful holy cards, biographical brochures. We have a quarterly newsletter that goes out to all the friends of Bishop Sheen to keep them updated, especially as how the cause progresses in Rome. We also include in the newsletter, and you'll see it on the website, testimonials. Every day into my office, we receive reports of those little miracles, of people who who needed some help with some particular aspect of life or some sickness or questions of vocation or doubts about the faith, and they pray to Bishop Sheen, and they write in beautiful stories of how he continues to help them in their faith life.
Mm.
And so the best place to start is ArchbishopSheenCause.org.
And look for reruns of Life is Worth Living on EWTN?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Father Stanley Deptula, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. It was a real pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure to be with you.